In the next 2 weeks, the Justice Department is expected to announce draft guidelines for who should receive federal victims' compensation after September 11th. The Federal Victims' Compensation Fund was created by Congress to reimburse the families of those who died. Many states also have funds available. Spouses and blood relatives of terrorism victims are clearly eligible for these programs. But others, including many who had non-traditional relationships with victims, may be left out. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Scott Schaefer reports.
In his condominium north of San Francisco, Keith Bradkowski looks through photographs of himself and Jeff Coleman, his partner of 11 years.
This is a picture of Jeff with my nephew, Brett, and this was last Christmas. And
Coleman worked as a flight attendant for American Airlines, and he was aboard Flight 11 the morning hijackers crashed it into New York's tallest building. Keith Bradkowski was listed as his next of kin.
In fact, the day of the tragedy on September the 11th, I was the one who was notified by American Airlines, and then it was my responsibility to notify Jeff's parents about the tragedy.
But when American Airlines paid $25,000 to the families of employees who died September 11th, the money went not to Bradkowski, but to his late partner's parents.
Had I been recognized as a spouse, there would have been no question related to, final paychecks or death benefits or retirement earnings and so forth. And all of this has been kind of thrown up in the air now, so I'm having to deal with a lot of these issues.
Bradkowski is luckier than some. He and Coleman were registered as domestic partners with the state of California. The state's Victim Compensation Fund recognizes domestic partners, including gay and lesbian couples, so he can apply there. But the rules are different in each state. In New York, where most of the victims lived or worked, Governor George Pataki recently extended the state's definition of family to include domestic partners. New Jersey has a similar provision, but Connecticut does not. Neither does Virginia, where terrorists crashed a plane into the Pentagon. Mary Ware is director of the Virginia Criminal Injuries Compensation Board.
People who are eligible are grandparents, parents, siblings, spouses, and children of the victim. Left out of that list would be cousins, aunts, uncles, domestic partners, fiancés, ex-spouses are left out of that list.
Besides gay and lesbian couples, there are heterosexuals who are living together but not married for one reason or another, the families of immigrants, and divorced spouses, people who may have been financially dependent on a victim of 9/11 but who aren't recognized by the law.
If the people of America are dissatisfied with the legal definition of family and spouses, well, then I think, that's where the problem lies. And if we as a democracy want to change that, that's where we should go.
That's John Bertu, president of the National Taxpayers Union. Bertu wants stricter limits on federal disaster relief spending, including the Federal Victims Fund. A special master appointed by Attorney General John Ashcroft will oversee the fund and decide who can apply to it. Bertu thinks the Department of Justice should stick to what he calls the bright line of family as a legal definition for survivors.
No matter where the federal government is going to try and draw that line, someone somewhere is going to be dissatisfied.
Bertu thinks those who fall outside the government's definition of family should rely on private charities like the Red Cross. But still, a big fight is brewing. A survivor could easily get $1 million or more for their losses from the fund set up by Congress. And the Association of Trial Lawyers of America is helping victims get compensation. Attorney Larry Stewart, president of Trial Lawyers Care, thinks the federal government should adopt a broad definition of family.
The terrorists didn't single out just heterosexual married individuals to attack. They attacked the entire nation and everybody that's in this nation. And our nation has responded, and everyone should be taken care of to the same degree.
Gay and lesbian advocacy groups are lobbying behind the scenes for an inclusive definition of family. If they win, it would be the de facto recognition of gay relationships, something conservative groups will fight fiercely to stop. The Department of Justice is expected to release its draft regulations, deciding who should receive compensation sometime before Christmas. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.